Divrei Torah tonight with Siyata Nishmaya should contribute to the Elias and Neshama of Dr. Harry Sonsvi and Ben Rav El Ozer, all of us Sholom, the Heilig Neshama should be Zocha to a tremendous continuous Elias and Neshama and again Eden Shammai Lamechay Lachay Lamir Tasha. Ve'ila tonos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holidus Yitzchak. We've mentioned the Shaila, the Torah Tamima poses the question in Tosefes Bracha. Rav Avram Korma deals with it as well. And we've mentioned Rav Moshe Wolfson, Amunas Yitzchak. And the question that we have two parshas that begin in an ideal fashion. And we had, flipping back to Parshas Noach, Ve'ila tonos Noach, Noach is Tzadik Tamo Hayim Darosa. The parsha began, told us Noach, so to hear, Ve'ila told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holiness Yitzchak. Why is it that that parsha was called Noach, and this parsha is called Todos, if they begin in a similar fashion, Alachaira Ve'ila told us Noach, call that parsha Todos. Why is this parsha Bedavka called Todos? And we mentioned many a time, even though the breakup of the Torah into chapters is something generally attributed to Stephen Langton, the Archbishop of Canterbury, for the purpose of the Judeo-Christian debates of the 11th and 12th centuries. And when it comes to the names of the Parshas, that's a chalik of the Messiah. The Shlok clearly indicates it. Rav Tzedek HaKohen mentions it. Rasi Salayla and Simim Memdalid. And that's a chalik of our Messiah. So clearly it's not coincidental. That's Parshas Noach, and this is not Parshas Yitzchak. This is Parshas Toldos. Why couldn't that Parsha likewise be called Toldos? So a few different answers we've shared in the past from Moshe Wolfson. Amunas Yitzchak, the Gemara Bava Metzia, that when you have the Torah three generations in a family, lo yamash haTorah mepicha, mepi zarach, mepi zerzach ad olam, stay in the Gemara Bava Metzia, then you know that Torah Yiddishkeit will be in your family forever. Amela writes to Moshe Wolfson, he brings a maisa yitav leiv, that he called together his son and grandson and said, we're all going to learn together. Why? Because I want to perpetuate toldos within my family. Amela, I want it to be that all three of us are learning together. Not stam that we're alive simultaneously, but that the three generations, the chut ha-meshulosh l'mehiri yinalte, koheles pergdala posigit beis, we have the three interlinked generations, the grandfather and the son and the grandson, and they're all learning together. And that Amela, the Sugya Mamatiya will guarantee Toldos and the Dore Doros. Vemela, right? So Moshe Wilson, Ela told us Noach. So Noach might have learned with shame. We don't find anywhere that he was learning with shame. He was learning with Eber, and that they were all learning together. And that's not guaranteeing Toldos. You know, in the first parsha that's called Toldos, the only parsha where the Ovis were alive simultaneously, Chidah writes 15 years they were there together. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were all alive at the beginning of this parsha. Avram Avinu dies in 175. And when Esav goes out, he's Yotzi the Tarbus Roy. Mishter took Avram Avina 5 years before the 180. Hamela, Yaakov is born in the pages of this week's Parsha. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they're alive simultaneously. They're learning together, Pashtus. They're learning together, Yaakovino. Esav, Avram Avinu, the Zokain, the grandfather, the Zaini, was being Malami them, Tyro. Hamela, this Ach Barak, this Parsha is called Parsha's Toldos. And now we know that we have Toldos. So like with Siyata Nishmaya, just to add another Nakuda, why it's called Parshas Toldos, more than just that connection of the Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And we have a Rashi at the beginning of the Parsha based on a Medrash and Brachos Rabbo. After the Toldos is mentioned, Vahi Yitzchak ben Avram, Shona Bekachtu, is Rivka, Abbas, Besul, Harami, Padan, Oram, Achos, Lovan, Harami, Alola, Isha. So we're into Yichos. We started the Parsha with Yichos, the Toldos of Yitzchak ben Avram. Harami will hold it as Yitzchak. So Yitzchak is 40 years old, and whom did he take in marriage? Rivka, the daughter of Besul, Harami, who is the sister of Lovan, Harami. And why do I need all this Yichos? All that information was already given to me. So we know the famous Rashi. The whole pasuk seems to be totally superfluous. We already know, number one, she's a daughter of Besuel. Number two, she's a sister of Lovan. And we know she came from Padan Aram. El al hagit shivcha, to tell you or to extol her. And what's the praise? Shehaisa bas rasha, v'achos rasha, umakoma anshi rasha, and still v'lolamda mimaseyeh. Her father was a Rosh Hamrusha, her brother's a Rosh Hamrusha. She comes from a place surrounded by rishas, and still she didn't didn't learn from her ways. Hagemaldik v'lo lomda mimaseya. We'll hear that terminology as we flip fast forward to the beginning of Vayishlach. That in love and garfti taig mitzvah shemarti v'lo lomati mimaseya maroya. Where did Yaakov Avinu get that? Esav, come on, we grew up together at mommy's house. And you know what mommy was like. She was surrounded by Anshei Resho. She grew up with the love one. And lo lomda mimaseya, I could say the same thing. Lo lomati mimaseya. I also didn't learn from the ways. That's something that Esav could clearly relate to. That's something clearly Rivka shared in the house. And that's Rashi quoting the Medrash. If we take a look at the actual Medrash Rashi is based on, Parsha Sama Gimel and Os Dalid, Amrav Yitzchak, why do I need Arami, Bas Besuel HaRami? What's Tamalom Achos Lov and Arami? El Abal Alamdecha Avi Aramai. As the Radal and others point out, that's why it's constantly mentioning Arami, Arami, Osios Ramai, Love and Arami, the deceitful one. Her father was Ramai, Achia was Ramai. Interesting, we're not focusing on the Rishis as much as the duplicity, the deceit. But her father was a Ramai, her brothers are Ramai, Av Archie McComacain, Vatsadekis Hazu. And this Gavaldigo Tzadekis, Shehiyaitsemi Beneim, who came out of all three, Lamahi Daimela Shashana Bena Chokham. She's like the rose surrounded by thorns on all sides. And that is Rivka. Now the Taz and the Dibre Dublin and all the Mefarshi and Rashi are bothered. Here the Torah goes out of its way to praise her. Look at this Gavaldigo Yuchanik Tzadekis, to have a father that's a Rasha brother, to have the combination of a father, a brother, and surrounded by everybody in your town, and you're the only one rose that stands beautiful, that remains beautiful, surrounded by all the thorns, and that is Rivka Sefrektatas and Debre David. And what happens right after this? They're davening, they're 20 years without a child. Vayeta Yitzel Hashem, Lenochach Ishto. Vayeser lo Hashem, Zok Tashi Api Chazal, and the Iker Tula was a Yitzchak, he was a Tzadik Ben Tzadik, Frank the Taz, you just went out of your way, Rashi, to tell me, look at the Shvach, I want a Tzadikas, even though she's Mama Sarah Meshach, and then he comes to tell me, Hagemaldi gets it, but you know what, when it came to Tfilah, we're only going to listen to Yitzchak, because Tzadik Ben Tzadik is much greater than a Tzadikas Bas Rosh Hashah. Okay, so that itself needs a beer. I in the Taz, and the Redovin and others, they address that question, what's going on? And Kemat in the back-to-back Rashi. Zakoponim. And what do we see from the Medrash? And the Dimyon is Shoshana Bein HaChoichem. Rivka epitomizes that more than anybody else. She is that rose amongst all the thorns. Therefore, writes and say for Dibri Meir, and not coincidentally, of course, Shoshana Bein HaChoichem Rosh Tevis is what? Ashin Beis. And hey, Gematria 307, Gematria Rivka. Who is the Shoshana Bein HaChoichem, Gematria Rivka? And now let's ask on the Divrei Meir. In the end of the day, it's from the Rosh Tevis. So why is the Rosh Tevis? She is L'chayru L'fini as Daiti. She's the beginning of this Musak. We find in Chazal, even though Avram Avinu, remember, he's Avram Ivri, he separates himself from everybody else. Lech Lecha, they leave everyone else behind. But to epitomize the Shoshana Bein HaChoichem, who set that precedent? Now we have a famous Rashi on the Pasuk and Shir Shirim. Let's go to the actual source part. Base pasuk base and shir shirim. Kishashana bein achochem kein rayosi bein abanis. You know what Klai Sos like, surrounded by all the yomas olam, and like the rose amongst thorns. Zokta in the garashi. Why the metaphor bedavka of the shashana, the rose amongst thorns? Shemenakt ben osa v'tomani omedes benoya va'admi musa. And you can have a beautiful red rose, and it's getting pierced by all the surrounding and encircling thorns, but still it remains in its beauty. It remains in its state of redness, the ruddiness. Cain, Rayosi ben Amonos, Mefatos osolirda v'achreim leznus k'maisim and achreim l'machirim k'maisim. The goyim, they're getting us to go and be mezaneh, just like they are. They're getting us to go after idolatry, just like they are. Avihi omedes b'emunos k'maisim stays steadfast, clinging tenaciously onto their emuno. Kishashana menachochem, you're surrounded by the yumas olam. They're trying to get you to go after znus, they're trying to get you to go after avodah zarah. And the rose stays beautiful. Who is the Shoshana Bein HaChoichem? Zog the Medrash Rambo. Alamahi Doimel, the Shoshana Bein HaChoichem. So we have all of Klai Yisrael, which is the story of our Golus, where we're surrounded by the nations on all sides. And thus, metaphorically, Shoma Melch HaChoichem Yigol Adam, he likens Klai Yisrael to the rose amongst thorns. Who brought that Musig into the world? none other than Rivka. And Rivka is the one who tells us what it is to live amongst mamish, the thorns of all thorns, the Ramai, the Rasha of a Besu'al, of a Lavan, and everybody in her neighborhood. Shiva Shoshana Menachachem, the Hainu, the Rashi Tevis. Rivka's Gematria 307, Rashi Tevis, Shoshana Ben HaChochem, 307, I'll be the Devere Meir, but why the Rashi Tevis? She's the first Musak. She introduced to the world, not just like the beginning of the Shoshana Ben HaChochem that will be with Klai Yisrael, the Dore Doros, who introduced that concept that was none other than Rivka. She was the first rose among thorns. So why? Why is she miyuchan out to this? Again, hemetzius, you're surrounded by Rishon. Melchorah, there's another nekuda at play. We've mentioned many times of Hunder, not Pachrietza, but in the oral shiurim, and we know that the bris bein amasorim neivishtor was koris a bris with Avram Avinu. Yitzchak was mamshich the bris, Yaakov likewise mamshich the bris, and the bris was always crucial between the neivishtor and the avos. So what was the chelik of the emos and the bris, and what was their job? Zogtov Hunder, and their job is to be mavdil the chelik ara, to create a period between the tov and the ra. The same way brachas daf yirav bei ishama keres borch and yosem and ish. Who knows which guest to keep in the house, which guest to throw out? Who really can size up the guest woman? Need him a mayon base by even a satzela bina yaseira. And they have a mini Asira. They know the guests. They know the family members. You can fool everybody else. You can't fool your wife. She knows the real you. V'chulei. In the end of the day, that's the chelik of the Emos. Oktavunar Mameila. Sarah is Megaresh Yishmael. Throws Yishmael. Throws Hagar out of the house. Rivka is the one who separates Yaakov and Esav. Rivka is Gonemes as Atrofim. V'chulei. V'chulei. But Lafi and Yastaiti, there's a very, very glaring difference, a discrepancy. Now, what does Sarah do when Sarah is raising a Yitzchak and she knows Kibitzah Yikola Chazara and we have a Yishmael who's Mafriya? So what does she do? Sends away Yishmael. Hagar is causing problems. You send away the Ra, send away Hagar. And Rivka sees her father's over about a Zara, so you take away the Ra from him. The Chaira, the Hashkof Rishon is always when you're Mavdil the Tov, you keep the Tov and you send away the Ra. What Chinish Rivka does over here? And what happens when you get to the end of Parshas Toldos? Here you have in the beginning of Toldos, Rivka is giving birth to a Yaakov and an Esau. And we know Yitzchak, he loves him, time to fib, Rivka, heaven says Yaakov, no conditionals. She is a blanket love, she loves her Yaakov. She knows Yaakov is the Yaakov Ishtam Yoshiv Olim. And now she sees they can't coexist, alo milam yamat, so what does she do? Lachar, you should follow the lead of Sari Menu, send away Esau, the Kochara, and keep Yaakov. It's a pillow, what does she do? And she keeps Esau, and she's the one who sends away Yaakov. And where does she send Yaakov to? She sends Yaakov to base Lovan, at the Padan Aram, to the house of Lovan Mesuel. Again, there's no Mesuel anymore. This is a, here she is, and she sends Yaakov Kiva back to where she came from. What's going on over here? Vianias Naiti. Rivka is the one, and this is Mamish, the Shoshana Ben Achoyche. Avada the most might have all been involved in being Mafrid, the Ra from the Tov. Sarah was the first aim. She teaches us, you got to send away a Hagar, you got to send away Yeshua if you want to preserve the sanctity and the piety of the Galus of a Yitzhak Avinu. And Rivka says, you know what? I got to go ahead and plan for the future. And the future, what's Golus going to be about? Golus is not going to be simple. Oh, just get rid of the Ra. Just send out the TV from your home. Get it. Oh, and then everything is. We're always going to be surrounded by the Goyim on all sides. Amela, who's the Rashi Tevis of the Musig of Kleinsol through all the Golios? Who is the Rashi Tevis of 307? Gamachio Shoshana Ben Achochem 307. It's Davka Rivka. Rivka is the one who implanted, who ingrained within Kleinsol the ability, what? That even when you're surrounded on all sides, still you have the Kayach. Now, this is a Pella. What's Rivka? Here, she has to have Yaakov steal the bracha. So what does she do? She has him put on the big day Esav Chamudas. Frech the Sam Sefer, what are you doing? What's that really going to help? Put a little hair in his arms. No. Azok the Sam Sefer, you know what Rivka's thinking was? Yaakov is the Yesh Emes. How in the world is the one who personifies Emes through and through going to do with this ultimate act of duplicity and deceit and pull this chicanery on her? On his father, how's he going to get away with it? You know what's up to Sam Sefer? Let me put on Esav's clothing. The same way the Chinuch writes in many places, the Chitzenius is Mashpi on the Pinimius. You have little kids on Purim. You see, oh, when they put on the superhero, Captain America, Superman, oh, now they feel like they're on top of the world. I remember as a kid, I dressed up once as the Incredible Hulk. You get those fake muscles, oh, that's it. That was a Purim I'll never forget. The other costumes I forgot about. That one I don't forget. They also painted my face and body green. That's a separate Indian. But I go, upon them, right? There's so many dresses up. A kid puts on, it's a house Israeli soldier uniform. You feel brave. You got the fake gun. You got the water gun. Oh, you feel like a soldier. So the Sam Sefer, let me get him dressed like Esav. And maybe now he'll act like Esav. And look at this Gevaldikai. I want in Rivka Tisswater. What happens? Koko Yaakov. Yes, he feels like Esav. He's able to sort of get away with it. But he almost blew the whole cover. And the other day, he couldn't change the koch. And so why does it rip on? You know, let's do a practice run. Let's do a rehearsal. We don't have too much time. But Yaakov, let me teach you this again. The Fianias Dainty. No, Rivka's getting an achas from this one. I'm putting on the clothes. What keeps Klai Yisrael Nishmar from all the Golios, Lashinu, Shemomus, Lashinim, Malbusheya? Here comes the Rivka. You know what? I put on the Malbush of the guy. I put on the Malbush of Esav. And still, oh, now I see that Yaakov learned. Yaakov learned. I could have him dress like Esav. And still, he can't change the koch. He can't change. And I'm telling you, Yaakov, pretend you're Esav. So I'm giving him the name Esav Kilu. I'm giving him the clothing of Esav. Yaakov, finish the job. Speak like Esav. No, he can't change his lashon. It's Davka, the Nakuda Sehevdel, it's one Chavzayin Chavez, Akoko Yaakov. Now in this Gishmak, Rivka says, now I could send him away. Now I know he's all right. Why? I could send him away. And because Yaakov will preserve, he knows how to go ahead. And even when he's amongst the Goyim, he knows how to be alone. I need him to set the stage. So the same in the Meshach Chokhmah says that Yaakov knew when his children were going out of Mitzrayim. I have to have them preserve their sense of Jewish ethnicity. Don't change your clothing, don't change your name, don't change your call. Yaakovina says, look, even when my mother tried to change me, she imbued and ingrained in me that ability to stay stark, and maybe she could send me away. Can you imagine what Rivka's life was like? She has to now live the rest of her life with Esav HaRosha at home, and she sends Yaakov, the one that she loves, and where does she send him? A place surrounded by rishis on all sides. But she sends him the Fianias Daiti with the confidence. She was the Shoshana Bein HaChoichim. And now she sees that Yaakov Avinu, no matter how much I tried to change him, how much I tried to influence, and still he remained the Koko Yaakov. After he learned my lessons, I know I could send him out into the same place. I know it will be the Hemshech of the Koch of Rivka. He will be the Hemshech Yaakov in grains within each and every one of us, the ability had to be the Shoshana Bein HaChoichim. But who was the Rosh Tevis of Shoshana Bein HaChoichim? Who was the beginning one? Who was the one who got it started? Rivka 307, Rosh Tevis 307 of Shoshana Bein HaChoichim. She's the one who got it started. Mimela, Sora says what? Let me keep Yitzchok here and I send Yishmael. Rivka says, yeah, but you can't keep doing that. How's that going to get us through Golas? You're not going to be able to stay the toe and always banish the Ra. And the other day, you have to know how to live with the Ra the same way I did, Rivka, surrounded by Rishis and side, and still she gives that message over to Yaakov and now sends Yaakov out. Yaakov, you go out. You start it now when you build a family and grain and plant those seeds that now, Mamelan, that's Meshachokmedik, now to be Gavaldik, that what seals the ability of Yidden throughout the Doi Doris is to be the Shana Ben Achokhm, to not be Mashana the Malbush, not be Mashana the Shame, to have Yaakov, or even when you're Kilo putting on the act, you do the act and then that's it, and still it didn't change in the host. We might sometimes have to go to work with the Goyim, we might have to dress like the Goyim, we might even be taking on names like the Goyim, but to never change that Koko Yaakov, and I never ceased even working in Beis Lavan. He was the Hemshech of a Rivka started the Rosh Tevis of Shoshana Bein HaChoichim. He's the one who continued it and gave us the koach to be that beautiful rose, even in the midst of Golus. Yeshakoyach, I get the Nacht in the Gemal of Shabbos up ahead. Kindness, please.
Amen.
The Milsa, going back to the original question, that's why the Parsha Fineas Daiti is called Toldos. What guarantees Toldos, not just Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? What guarantees the Toldos and the Dori Doris, even through all the Golios? It starts with Rivka, the beginning of the Parsha, and it ends with Rivka sending away Yaakov, the Hemshech of the Shoshana Bein HaChoichim. That's what ensures the Toldos and the Dori Doris throughout all the Golios. Mamela, this is Parsha's Toldos.